Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here as always with my co-host, the wonderful, charming, and professional. Oh, no, wait.
It's me.
Oh, it's you again? Okay, it's Donna Lee this time. Hello, Donna. Welcome.
That's right. Happy day, everybody. Thank you. I was so excited about the compliment, and then it turned again, so I'm used to that.
Every time a patient says that they really like hearing you on the radio,
they're smart.
And they don't mention me.
They're smarter people for it. Well, it should, because you're very mean to me. You're very Cuomo-like with me.
Cuomo.
Oh, no, wait. He was flirting with everybody. Never mind.
We're going to see how well that comment ages. This is a men's health show. I'm a board-certified urologist. My last name really is Mystery.
M-I-S-T-R-Y.
It's gimmicky.
You were gimmicky, and I was called juvenile and childish.
Very good. Very good. Yes. We want to thank you, listeners, for giving us that feedback. Thank you so much. It makes us feel real good about ourselves.
Those were patients, though.
This show is brought to you by the urology group that I started in 2007, NAU Urology Specialists. I think that we provide a different kind of urologic care for your problems, a more holistic, a more integrative approach. We have four physician providers. We have five physician assistants. We have an integrative health provider. So they're really worried about a more natural approach to your disease processes. Mm-hmm. That's how we integrate nutrition and supplements and advanced testing into your treatment program. She has a real strong interest in helping your heart health or your cardiometabolic health, which is fascinating because it affects so many of our cancer and infertility patients.
Mm-hmm. And her name is Shefali.
Her name is Shefali. She runs something called Chef's Kitchen is her Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And I've known her for the last 30 years.
Yeah, she has some good stories.
No, she does no stories. Mm-hmm. Then we have three pelvic floor physical therapists. Mm-hmm. We do sleep medicine here because although urology and sleep medicine may not seem like they are attached, if you have sleep apnea, your likelihood of having low testosterone is much higher.
Right.
If you have sleep apnea and don't sleep well, it increases the cortisol level and the stress level of your body. It makes you more akin to diabetes. It makes you more akin to erectile dysfunction. It makes you more akin to other things that are going to harm yourself. So
right. They're all connected to the penis bone.
Everything is connected to the penis bone. And that's something that I learned my very first day in medical school.
Oh, probably because as a teenager.
I went on urology day. I only went to medical school on urology days. So the integration of these different specialties is something that I have a real interest in. And because of that, this practice was born out. And so when you come to us, you're going to get a different kind of care. You're going to be shown natural therapies. You're going to be shown surgical therapies that don't require medications. We're looking to avoid long-term complications and give you advice and attention that you may not be used to getting. And so I would say probably 40% of our new patients are coming to us from other urologists, you know, because they want kind of a different perspective. If you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, almost every book will tell you to get a second opinion. Mm-hmm. Come to us for that second opinion.
Yep.
We don't own radiation machines or have any kind of other kind of economic self issue. So, you know, we'll give you very honest advice, things that balance your lifestyle and your life years. And if you have a family member diagnosed with prostate cancer, please encourage them to get a second opinion. We'd love to see them.
Dr. Second Opinion, Dr. Worldwide.
Worldwide, because we have the podcast that's worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Donna, if people want to make an appointment with us or make that second opinion visit, how do they get a hold of us?
You can call us during the week. We're happy to schedule you for that second opinion with Dr. Mystery or one of our amazing providers, 512-238-0762. Our website, as you know, is armormenshealth.com, where you can see our smiling faces. Did you know on our website, the name of the podcast at the bottom was covering our faces, our eyes, like we were
Batman and Rooney?
Yeah, Batman Robin. And I asked the marketing company to move the words up just a little so you can see our faces now.
Very good.
So if you want to see our faces, armormenshealth@gmail.com. Send us your questions. That's our email address, armormenshealth@gmail.com.
In our practice, we see a lot of what I used to call FLP.
Funny looking penis.
So FLP, and we actually had an ad out once that said, do you have an FLP? Does your husband have an FLP? Send them to us. And the idea was like we would take care of people that needed circumcisions.
I was
we
not
would
in
take
charge
care
of that marketing.
That's correct. My wife was not happy about that one. and genital warts and things like that we could kind of, you know, clean up and make look better. Most patients who are concerned about the appearance of their penis are concerned about curvature of the penis.
Mm-hmm. Also known as
Peyronie's disease.
Why is it disease? The word disease, it always sounds weird to me.
Peyronie's disease.
Should be Peyronie's stature.
Peyronie's shape. It is estimated that maybe somewhere in the order of about 5% of men, maybe up to 10% of men, have an abnormal penile curvature. Mm-hmm. It can come on suddenly, like overnight.
It's so weird.
It can be dramatic.
Right.
And
With no trauma.
It can be associated with pain. It can sometimes not be associated with pain. It can be associated with prior trauma or surgery. Most of the time, not.
And weird sex positions.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And so if you've had a penile fracture, which is where you break it, people often wonder how you can break it.
You can break it.
But it's just like breaking
a
French baguette. A stale French baguette.
If you whack it real hard on the counter.
It just doesn't bend. And so if that happens usually during intercourse, sometimes it has to be repaired. Like you have to go and sew the breakage. Then in the future, you may develop Peyronie's. But most patients don't have Peyronie's. Some interesting facts about Peyronie's. There's a very high concordance between Peyronie's and low testosterone. And a lot of men with Peyronie's are having early ED, or erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. And the way I think about it in my mind is like the penis starts becoming a little softer. Mm-hmm. And then you keep having sex. So the penis, because it's not as rigid, starts moving in a lot of different axes. And then that trauma, that repeated micro trauma, leads to the deposition of scar tissue and then eventually this plaque. Now,
another reason not to have sex. Thank you.
That is absolutely the wrong conclusion.
That's what I heard, and I'm very excited.
That's when
about
you have
that.
To say a lot of nice things so it stays hard the whole time.
Going home to tell Michael.
So if you have it, it causes the deposition of the scar tissue, and it can cause a hardness.
That makes sense.
And that's like a latex balloon where one part is made of, you know, a non-bending material. Mm-hmm. It'll turn in that direction.
Right.
So if you have this kind of curvature and it doesn't bother you, then don't do anything about it. But if it's hurting or if it's getting worse.
What if it's hurting her?
It can hurt her. That's exactly
or
right.
Him.
Hurting you
judge.
Or her. Mm-hmm. If it's visually unappealing to you and you want that repaired, we have lots of treatments available. And I've talked about some of those in the past. We have a penile stretching type intervention. We have a medicine called Xiaflex, which is a scar breakdown kind of medicine that we inject in there. And recently we've been doing both ultrasound, or what we call spark wave or shock wave therapy, and our pelvic floor physical therapist has been doing a microneedling technique, Kendall.
Right, that's
and
cool.
She says that she's been having some amazing results.
Right, she started doing these techniques with the idea that the patient would eventually need to go to spark wave therapy, but she's handled them so well that they don't need the spark wave therapy. She's
great.
Doing the needling.
Does she know we charge for the spark wave? Who's she stealing from?
She's not making any money.
Yeah.
She's
anyway, another example of how we're looking out for your best interest. And so if you are out there and have Peyronie's or have some type of curvature, we would love to have to take care of you. But really what I wanted to talk about was those patients in whom everything has failed. So this week I saw a patient, 64 years old, incredibly robust, you know, out there working hard, great erections, otherwise very happy, except the curvature is making his pee-pee real short.
Oh,
and he doesn't like that.
Sure.
And it is the case that for every 10 degrees of curvature, you may lose an entire inch of length of your penis.
Dang.
And so we do have a surgery that we can do called a patch graft phalloplasty, where we take the scar out and replace it with a piece of synthetic tissue.
Mm-hmm.
The tissue that I use is called SIS. It's made from the intestines of pigs.
Oh.
So it has no cells in it. No, it's an acellular matrix, but it's a thick sheet.
So you oink when you have sex.
Do I taste bacon? So it is the upsides of it are the plaque goes away because that's what he's really interested in.
Right.
It can restore some length, and which can be good. And it works if the Xiaflex or other less invasive interventions didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
The downsides are you can lose some sensitivity to the head of your penis, at least temporarily.
Mm.
And it might structurally weaken how stiff the erection is.
Oh.
So it's not good if you have real weak erections. It's better if you're younger and have strong erections. But if you have Peyronie's, or if you have advanced erectile dysfunction and you haven't been given solutions that meet your needs, We would love to see you and take care of it for you.
All I can picture is Gonzo from the Muppets.
That's exactly what he said.
Really?
Yes.
I just Googled Gonzo.
The other guy, I had another guy this week, because of trauma, he developed a Peyronie's, and he said, and I said, how's everything going? He goes, everything is going great, except my erections, they're kind of like the guy on the Gonzo on the Muppets. So we're going to fix him too.
Wow. Well, you can call us during the week if you have questions about your Gonzo-shaped penis at 512-238-0762. That's funny. Our website's armormenshealth.com, and you can check out our podcast wherever you listen to free podcasts. Thank you so much, Dr. Mystery.
The Armor Men's Health Hour is brought to you by urology specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.